From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Attorney General Eric Holder went before the Senate Judiciary Committee today to explain his reasons for deciding to bring a handful of suspects in the 9/11 attacks to the U.S. for trial. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The attorney general spent hours trying to allay the senator's fears. They worried aloud about his decision to try the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and four others, in a civilian court in New York. Holder said he was much more likely to get a conviction in a criminal court. Senator John Kyle of Arizona took issue with that.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has already asked to plead guilty before military commission and be executed. How could you be more likely to get a conviction in an Article III court than that?
The attorney general said Mohammed's guilty plea was made some time ago, and he wasn't sure it still stood. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Afghanistan. She is to attend the presidential inauguration of Afghan President Hamid Karzai tomorrow. Diplomats from dozens of countries will also attend. Clinton has insisted that as Karzai takes office, he work to reform his government to end corruption. The Afghan leader is taking office following an election many observers say was marred by fraud. The Obama administration is also considering whether to send additional U.S. troops to Afghanistan to fight Taliban rebels. After a three-day visit in China, President Obama is in South Korea, the last leg of his Northeast Asia tour. From Seoul, Diwali Saikautau reports.
Security was unusually tight in Seoul as President Obama arrived to South Korea's capital. The government had increased the number of police not only around the U.S. embassy, but in central Seoul because of possible anti-war protesters, some who are concerned about more Korean troops heading to Afghanistan. At the Blue House tomorrow, South Korea's president and Mr. Obama will likely address that issue, but North Korea's nuclear programs and a pending free trade agreement will likely dominate the summit. After the talks, the president is expected to meet with U.S. troops before departing back to the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
The government says consumer inflation rose last month. The Labor Department says it was up 0.3%. Car prices were up and oil was more expensive. Energy prices were up 1.5%. However, consumer prices are lower than they were at this time last year. The government also says the core rate of inflation, which drops the volatile food and energy categories, rose 0.2%. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 49 points at 10,387. The Nasdaq is down nearly 20 points at 2184. The S&P 500 is down 5. It's at 1105. You're listening to NPR News. A longtime public radio figure announced her retirement today. Ruth Seymour has been station manager of KCRW in Santa Monica for over 30 years and has been instrumental in the development of public radio in general. NPR's Felix Contreras reports.
Ruth Seymour started as a consultant in September of 1977, but was soon hired as general manager, which in broadcasting means she was in charge of every aspect of the station. She oversaw the expansion of the station's broadcasting signal over the years from a single aging transmitter to a cluster of 13 towers that spreads the signal throughout Southern California from just above the U.S.-Mexico border and as far north as Santa Barbara. Ruth Seymour also served as program director, developing programming that has made KCRW one of the most respected public radio stations in the country with a blend of talk, music and arts programming, as well as NPR news magazines. Ruth Seymour will leave the station in February 2010. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
The space shuttle Atlantis has successfully docked with the International Space Station. The crew is going to transfer tons of spare parts from the Atlantis's cargo bay to the station over the next several days. When the shuttle is ready to return, astronaut Nicole Stott will ride along. She has been aboard the International Space Station for nearly 3 months and is ending her trip. West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd is now the longest-serving lawmaker in congressional history. He has served for 56 years, 320 days. The Democrat was first elected to the House of Representatives in 1952. 6 years later, he was elected to the Senate and has served there ever since. Byrd has been in frail health recently. He will turn 92 this Friday. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.